Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome to the program, Today's Issues, everybody, right here on American Family Radio. We appreciate you listening to AFR, and we hope you'll stay with us throughout the day here on American Family Radio. Walker Wildman is co-hosting with me on this program today. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
Dr. Ray Pritchard from Dallas. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for... So no traveling for Ray?
Not for a few days, then up to Chicago next week.
Okay, gotcha. And Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. Good to be with you guys.
Fred is news director for American Family Radio News and OneNewsNow.com. He's the director of OneNewsNow.com. Okay, Walker, so you and I just had a visit a few minutes ago from our good friend Steve Tiber from 8 Days of Hope Ministries, right?
Yes, that's right. We met with Steve Tiber, founder and president of 8 Days of Hope, and we handed him a check for roughly $166,000 that was raised over the past week.
Fantastic.
Not from us, but from our listeners, the folks who listen to Today's Issues and all the other shows on AFR. They pitched in. We raised that money, and 100% of it is going to 8 Days of Hope to help rebuild homes in Texas.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That were, you know, damaged by the hurricane. And so Steve will be giving us an update later on. He's really busy, as his team are. His team is really busy, the 8 Days of Hope team. We just want to say on behalf of Steve and on behalf of us here at AFR, we just served as a conduit, basically. We just ask you if you wanted to give money to 8 Days of Hope. We recommend them as our ministry of choice, if you will, for relief efforts in Texas as a result of Hurricane Harvey. Their focus basically is remodeling homes that have been damaged. So that's what they'll be doing, and Steve will be telling us more about that. But they are explicitly Christian ministry. They don't hide that whatsoever. They do what they do in the name of Jesus Christ, and because they love people, because God loves people. So we were able to give them a check. Again, thank you, everyone who gave. On behalf of Steve, on behalf of us, we're glad to be able to do that. $166,000. I remember sending an email out to a couple of friends here at the office before we did this, and I said, "You think we can raise $25,000 or $30,000 or $50,000?" I was quickly told my expectations were very low, and that it would be $100,000 at least. And so it ended up being $166,000, probably more by the time the rest of the money the rest of the money comes in via checks. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. All right, let's get started with the news of the day, Fred. Well, tell us what we're doing on Facebook, and then Fred can go.
Yeah, we're live streaming on Facebook. We do that each Monday through Friday. We got a lot of good comments on Facebook. We love our listeners and, I guess, viewers on Facebook commenting on the show, sharing their thoughts. We read those. I try to read most of them as we go through the show. So we'll be live streaming on Today's Issues Facebook, and lastly, we'll be posting all the news stories there.
All right, just a few moments ago, President Trump and First Lady Melania arrived in Fort Myers, Florida, and they're going to be visiting, obviously, in that area and then over to Naples. Those are some of the hardest hit areas from Hurricane Irma, and let's get to, before the secular media does, let's get right to the breaking news. Melania Trump was not wearing stilettos when she left the White House this morning. She had, I think, what ladies call flats on. And then when she got off Air Force One there in Fort Myers, she was wearing runners, sneakers, whatever you want to call. So let's lay all that aside because for some reason, that was big news when they arrived in Texas. So we got all that straightened out. President Trump, you know, the mainstream media today, you know, well, he's going to have more concern for Florida because he has two or three houses in Florida. That's not the case at all. He's not going to places today where he has houses. He's visiting the areas that got hardest hit when Irma made landfall on that west coast of Florida. And as we say, Naples was hard hit. Fort Myers was hard hit. He will, as far as I know today, he will not be going down to the Keys. That area got the first hit from Irma as far as mainland United States goes. As we mentioned yesterday, there is a carrier, a Navy carrier that's offshore that's trying to get in there. They're loading equipment in there to deal with some of the devastation in that area. The other story coming out of Florida this morning, there is a criminal investigation going on at a nursing home, I believe it is, in Hollywood, Florida, where eight people, residents of a nursing home there, passed away, and basically from heat exhaustion because there was no air conditioning. Apparently, just getting the latest news on that, there were close to 100 other residents in that home who were removed. These were people who were not. And so police in that area are investigating the deaths of those eight people. But the president on his agenda today, much the same as his visit in Texas back a few weeks ago, he'll be visiting with people who are hard hit, talking about what the federal government can do more now, organizing greater relief efforts. One of the big problems in Florida right now, there are still at least a couple of million people without power. And they just gave an update on that. There are power companies from all over the United States, and we just learned also power companies from Canada that have now sent crews into Florida because at one point there were 6 to 8 million people without power in that state. But they're slowly getting the power back on, and that's a very urgent concern because the temps are getting back up 90, 95 degrees in some of those areas of South Florida. So getting the air conditioning back up and running in so many of those places is really quite important.
What about the wall?
The wall. All right. So we had...
Let's address the elephant in the room here.
All right.
Fred.
Yeah, because the reporters, the president did what reporters call a scrum as soon as he got off of Air Force One in Fort Myers this morning. Let's go back to last night. President Trump had Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Minority Leader of the House, Minority Leader of the Senate, over for dinner last night at the White House. They talked about the Dreamers, DACA, what to do with the 800,000 young people who came into the country illegally with mom and dad many years ago.
By the way, were the Republican leaders there as well, or was this just...
No, this dinner last night apparently was just with Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Schumer. They came out of, Pelosi and Schumer came out of that dinner meeting and let it be known, they issued a statement that a deal had been struck with regards to legislation to deal with DACA, these young people who many people believe are still in the country illegally. Anyway, to allow them to stay. Pelosi and Schumer say we got a deal in place, but it does not include the wall. President Trump got up before the sun this morning, and no shock here, was tweeting out, wait a minute, there's no deal yet. We're working on it as far as DACA goes, and it must include the wall. And, okay, this reads like a chapter, you know, in a book. Next chapter. The story that came out about 45 minutes ago before the president gave his impromptu news conference there in Fort Myers, this is what he was saying, and it's in quotation marks. President Trump on Thursday said he was fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders to preserve protections for young immigrants living legally in America and is insisting on, quote, massive border security as part of any agreement. The AP story goes on to say he also said his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border would come later. That's in quotation marks. So you're left with the impression, okay, looks like this deal with DACA is going to happen. We're going to work on enhancing the existing border wall. The White House spokesman Sanders said this morning in an interview with Fox that they're also building models for new portions of the wall. Now, the breaking news in the last half hour is this. President Trump says, quote, ultimately, border wall must be part of immigration deal. If we don't have the wall, we're doing nothing, end quote. That is the very latest on whether he is attaching the wall to the Dreamer solution. And it would appear, as of 10, 15 minutes ago, he is attaching those two things.
Well, I think what happened here is, I think, honestly, I don't believe President Trump has a core set of principles when it comes to immigration reform. I think he goes with whatever, however the wind blows on one given day is where he goes. Because during the campaign, he was for deporting them all. We're going to send them all back to Mexico. That's what he said during the campaign. Well, I think he originally was like, well, we won't do the wall right now. We'll do it later. We'll cut a deal and legalize all these illegal immigrants.
Did he say legalize all these illegal?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to legalize. That's what he tweeted this morning. He tweeted this morning, who's against legalizing little kids who were brought here by their parents?
Yeah.
So then he gets on Air Force One, and I guess somebody told him, hey, you better correct this, because if you back down on your wall and you legalize 800,000 illegal immigrants, then you're going to get a lot of blowback from the people who voted you into office. Thus, he comes out and corrects it.
Yeah.
After the Air Force One flight.
Right.
You know, there are two different issues here. One is, Walker, I think you're exactly right. And people who say Mr. Trump is a conservative, well, he's not a conservative in the sense that we normally understand that term, right? I think he clearly has conservative leanings, especially for his judicial appointments. But he's a businessman, right? He's a deal maker. Mm-hmm. He's a pragmatist. So I think there was never any chance, Walker, that he was really going to deport those 800,000.
Right.
I mean, he said what he said during the campaign, but I think truly he wants to find a way to bring them into American society, amnesty, call it what you want. There's going to be some path forward for them. The other thing about the wall is more complicated because, you know, Fred, last night he made a comment, at least he made a Twitter last night about repairs to the existing wall and additional fencing. And now he says this. So where does he really stand on the border wall at this point?
Well, I think let's take it in segments again. Paul Ryan yesterday, interviewed by the Associated Press, basically saying there's no way we're going to send 800,000 people back to Mexico. So there is going to be
a
deal.
Or wherever they came from.
Going to be a deal. Democrats, Republicans, and the president, there is going to be a deal for the so-called Dreamers. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's going to be in place.
Where they're citizens and they vote?
Probably.
Probably.
Here's where, and we all, everybody has an opinion on this, I guess. We're talking about, just to be clear, we're talking about people who were brought here as children.
Little boys and girls.
Okay. By adults.
Yes.
Their parents or other people brought them to the United States from mostly Mexico and or Central America, right?
Mm-hmm. Illegally.
They brought them here illegally.
Mom and dad.
But a child cannot break a law.
No.
Well, okay. What, go ahead, Walker. You mean like they didn't know what was going on at the time?
No, they didn't break.
Right. If it's a little baby, an infant.
Right. Yeah.
They don't consciously break a law. Right. Okay. So they're brought here by their parents or other adults. So this is the only country they've ever known. Am I right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Walker's getting his defense ready. he's weighing what I'm saying here. This is the only country they've ever known.
Okay.
Am I right about that?
For most of them, yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, unless they were 4 or 5 and they remember
right.
Mexico or Guatemala or wherever. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, for people who are lining up with Walker here on this one.
I'm not going to throw anything at you. Okay. I'm listening.
I'm just saying.
I understand your way of thinking.
These people are not... not at fault. They were children, okay? But you, if you're talking about, if you were the kind of person who would be for deporting these folks, I just got a problem with that. That just seems cruel to me. But again, I'm law and order. I'm for build the wall.
Yeah.
I'm for strike. Well, but I just dissented around. Anyway, they're not going to do that. Right. So what we're talking about is not going to happen. Let's talk about what's likely to happen. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, to give them citizenship where they vote, and they're all going to vote Democrat.
Right.
That I'm against that too. Yeah. So maybe I'm double talking here.
And I think Americans, even the hardliners, like maybe I am sometimes, saying, no, we don't need to legalize them, period. I think we are weary. People who are hardliners on this issue on immigration are very weary of talking or even beginning discussions on legalization of illegal immigrants, whether they're children or adults.
Without border security.
Because we know,
right. I know.
That if we strike a deal with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on this, they're not going to give us our wall. We're not going to. No. We're never going to get border security.
Right. That's the answer.
And that's a critical point here that Walker's
made. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. I think we can all agree. The Democrats believe that for every illegal who comes across the border, who is eventually allowed to stay, are going to vote Democrat. They see those illegals as. And let's ask the question. Let's just step back for a moment. Why is it that the Democrats are opposed to strengthening that wall?
Right.
If you believe in national security issues, why would you be opposed? Because the southern border has been a sieve. It has been. So we need to build the wall to keep people who want to get into this country illegally, to keep them out, so that we have a system that abides by the laws that are in place that says if you want to come to this country, you petition for a visa, mm-hmm. you petition for a green card, and then eventually, after you've stayed here and you obey the laws of the country, you can petition to become a citizen. That's the system that's in place right now. That's what I think President Trump would like to see. But unless you secure the border, and this problem of illegal immigration goes way back even beyond President Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Amnesty has been the phrase of the day, the policy of the day for Republicans and for Democrats, and a lot of Americans are fed up with that. They want people to obey the laws. They want people to become citizens according to what the law lays out. Mm-hmm. That's what they want.
Build the wall was the three words that got President Trump elected. Right.
Over and over again.
Okay.
Right.
Because that separated him from the Republican field. I remember the day he held that press conference at Trump Tower in New York, and he got in all the trouble because he said Mexico's not sending their best and brightest. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
Right.
And everybody said, oh, you're a xenophobe and everything because he said that. What he was talking about was the drug cartel problem and those kinds of things. He wasn't talking about all Mexicans. The liberal media knew that, but they made it seem like he hated Mexicans. Mm-hmm. When that's not what he said. That was the day he also said build a wall for border security and to stop the free flow of people coming into this country. You build a physical wall. Now, we all know you can't do that from the Pacific Ocean to the down the Rio, completely down to the Gulf of Mexico. But there is a large segment of the border that needs a physical barrier, mm-hmm. and that's what the president ran on. If he is, I don't think he hasn't yet, but if he were to surrender that to the Democrats or to the Republicans for that matter, if he quits fighting for that, he'll lose. You talk about poor approval ratings, he'll drop down to 19.
Right. And I think, honestly, if this is a fantasy world, this would never happen. But let's just say that the Democrats and Trump, President Trump, struck a deal that we would fence, where possible, we'd build a wall on parts of the border, on all parts of the border that we were able to physically.
Right.
And in exchange, we will, in some form or fashion, legalize the roughly 800,000.
Right.
I think if that was in law, all in one law, and it all passed on the same day, I think a lot of people would be for that. Mm-hmm. But we know that's not going to happen. Wow. They're going to say, well, let's go ahead and get these folks, get this process going, and then we'll circle back around in a year and we'll cover the border wall, and that year will never happen. Mm-hmm. So
Ray, let me ask you a question to Fred's question earlier, and. Again, here we have rhetorical question alert. but still got to ask it.
Sure.
Why would anybody be opposed? Why would a U.S. lawmaker be opposed to a border security fence or wall along our border? Why would you oppose that?
Well, number one, you might say there's plenty of security as it is. If you're a Democrat, as has already been pointed out, you're saying to yourself, get as many folks in as you can. That's more Democrat voters. That's going to put us back in the White House. And there's a certain logic to that kind of thinking. I think, Walker, you've really put your finger on what the issue is here, that the Democrats will probably go along with the idea of increased border security, but they're going to demand take care of the DACA kids first. Mm-hmm. And they can make a lot of hay on that.
Right.
Shouldn't we care for these children? And nearly all Americans are going to say, yes, let's do something about it. And then kick the can down the road another, 5 or 10 years on border security, mm-hmm. and we end up worse off than we are now. How do you square that circle?
Ray, I want to get you to comment on this, and I don't mean to put you on the spot. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot.
That's okay.
But we don't have to go too long on this. Mark on Facebook commented, and this will boil this discussion down. Mark said, what is the biblical view on this subject?
On what?
On immigration and how to handle, well, on immigration. And
on
how
immigration
to
immigration or illegal immigration?
Both.
What to do?
On border security and people who are here illegally, how to handle that?
I do not think we have to choose biblically between border security and compassion. Mm-hmm. We ought to be compassionate. That's clear, particularly in the Old Testament. Welcome the foreigner who comes to your land. But God himself establish the nations of the earth. And if a nation doesn't have borders, is it really even a nation at all? Mm-hmm. If a nation cannot, if Guatemala, for instance, or Belgium, or Zaire, or Bangladesh, if they cannot define and defend their own borders, are they really nations at all? I don't think we have to choose, or we shouldn't choose. We shouldn't say, well, we're going to pick compassion over border security. We need them both. And we need them at the same time. How that works out, Walker, that's really more of a political question.
Right.
But biblically speaking, it's good to show compassion, and you do need strong borders, mm-hmm. or you're not really a nation at all.
Okay.
I've concluded, great answer, by the way, that's a very good answer. I've concluded, to answer my own question earlier to Ray, that the Democrats, Republicans have different reasons, but I think the Democrats are opposed to a border wall, a border security wall, beyond what we already have there in along the southern border, because they want people to come here illegally and flood the country, get amnesty, vote Democrat, and forever and decimate the Republican Party. That's a good strategy if you're a Democrat, is flood the country with millions of people who are going to vote 90-10 Democrat, because these people who are coming from these poor countries, they're used to socialism. And so I think they may not say it exactly like I just said it. They probably wouldn't, but the de facto result of what the Democrats favor is, if you're against a reasonable wall for border security, then you have to scratch your head and go, why are you opposed to this? Well, they're opposed to it because they want to flood the country with illegals. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason President Obama said, let them in. Mm-hmm. He didn't say let them in like I just said it, but we all know what happened with the ICE and everybody. He basically said, you guys can play cards, because I don't want you to stop these people.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes with more of today's issues on AFR.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio. and on Facebook.
Peace. Be still. Why are you so afraid?
Our nation is in the throes of an especially treacherous hurricane season. The magnitude of devastation is heartbreaking. But with heartbreak comes hope. Faithful believers are going in after the storms to help survivors.
We have seen the hand of God, which no man can control.
Disasters bring an opportunity for you and I to show Jesus.
Whether hurricanes, disease, financial ruin, or even loss of life, God is faithful through the storm. Even the wind and the waves obey Him. As He is faithful, may we continue to be faithful to share God's love. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Stearns from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. It is a fair statement to say there is much confusion over what happened at the White House last night. The president having dinner with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Somewhere between the egg rolls and the fortune cookies, they got around to haggling over illegal immigration. The Democrats say they reached a deal to protect the so-called Dreamers, and that deal does not include building a wall. Now, the White House disputes that notion. Well, sort of. They say they still plan on building a wall, but it's not going to be a part of the deal to protect the Dreamers. Well, that's a problem. The president gave us his word he would deport all the illegals. Today, he wondered if we really want to toss out hardworking, educated young people. Well, that sounds a lot like amnesty. And what about the Dreamers who come next year, and the next, and the next? If we ignore the rule of law, what's the point of even building a wall in the first place? I'm Todd Stearns.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, Fred Jackson, and Dr. Ray Pritchard. So, Walker, you said a lot of our listeners get upset when we sound like we're for amnesty. Yeah. You're not. You said,
well, folks.
When Brother Tim does.
Folks get upset when we're hinting towards it might be okay to legalize people who are here, who their status is illegal. So, but I think we're talking from a pragmatic standpoint. What are the chances of America really deporting these people back to their country?
Now, we're talking again, and maybe this doesn't make any difference to people, but I do distinguish between somebody who comes over here as an adult illegally, breaks into our country, basically, without care or regard for our laws. I distinguish between that person and a three-year-old who's tagged by the hand coming over with somebody, and this is the only country they ever know. I do distinguish between those two people. Ray, do you?
Well, absolutely. And I think most Americans feel the same way, feel a lot of compassion for they came as children, young
right.
people, they've grown up. And right now they're in, and you got to be compassionate, or at least think about it this way. They're in legal limbo now. They're here. They came in this way. They're illegal. Is there a way forward?
Right.
I just think, and Walker, you said it well, this is a pragmatic decision by the president. There's going to be some solution for these Dreamers that'll give them a path. And it won't be necessarily an easy one, a quick one,
Todd,
a path that allows them to get citizenship or legal standing at some point in the future.
Todd sounded like he was for deportation right there. Todd Starnes.
Yeah.
Of the Dreamers.
Well, if you enforce federal law to the fullest extent, it would end up resulting in deportation, whether you came here as a child or an adult. But I want to mention before, if we move on here.
Yeah, we need to move. We got other topics to cover.
Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of the Stand Foundation, he wrote an article, which is up on our website, afa.net. And the title of the article is Lawlessness is Not Compassion. And he gives the example that if you're in the checkout line at the grocery store and a man cuts line, but he brings his cute little daughter with him, should he then be able to stay in the front of the line?
No, he shouldn't. He should, but the kid. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it. He said he draws a comparison and says, yeah, that's essentially what we're dealing with here. And so I'll post that article on the Facebook page. It's okay. A good read.
Complicated issue, no question about it. And this brought on for, but we're responsible. We as our American government, federal government, is responsible, in part. And also for this problem that we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. Also, the other people that have created this problem are the people who came here illegally to America. And they too are responsible. Mm-hmm. That's often lost in this. The people who come here know they're coming here against illegally and unlawfully. And they come anyway. For whatever reason you might say they come, they may have good reasons. But they may have good reasons in their own mind, but we can't.
But Tim, isn't the truth here, even of those, whatever that number is, 10, 11, 12 million, I don't know, you hear different numbers mm-hmm. thrown around, but let's suppose that out of that group, I mean, we all agree, the lawbreakers,
right.
the people who come here, however they get here, then they break the law, criminals, they're gone, they're going to jail, they're going back where they came from. Even if we say, as you're saying, about these 8 or 10 million or 15, whatever that number
right.
is, mm-hmm. they came here illegally. Are we going to deport all 10 or 12 or 13 million? Is that going to happen?
No.
I have a hard time believing that either.
No, that's mm-hmm. not going to happen either, even though that's what one time candidate Trump said needed to be done.
Right.
That's not going to happen either. We all know that. Everybody knows that. But you cannot let these people become legal citizens. You cannot let them become no pathway to citizenship. This is me talking here. This is my opinion. None of that.
Would you say then, Tim, you'd be okay with a pathway to citizenship for their kids, the dreamers?
Yes.
Not for the
parents? I would.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
Okay. We can. Okay. I think good people can disagree maybe about this. Mm-hmm. I would for the people you're describing, for the adults who brought. No. You cannot give these folks a legal pathway to citizenship, or else you're going to be flooded for this for years and years to come. You have to send a message that this must stop.
Look, can I ask another question here on the politics of all this? And I'm curious to see what you guys think. Will Trump's base stay with him? I mean, Walker, you've pointed out this is a reversal from what he said during the. Well, he said a lot of things during the election season, but it apparently is a reversal. Will his base be bothered by this apparent turnabout, or will they just say, well, it's Trump, he's pragmatic, he makes mm-hmm. deals?
Well, let's remember there are a couple of things, positive things that have happened that President Trump has done that no other Republican or Democrat president has done. It has stopped the flow of illegals into this country.
Right.
He has
right.
greatly curtailed that. Let's be honest. Under President Barack Obama, it was a revolving door. He talked about deportations. Yeah, you had more deportations for a certain segment of President Barack Obama's term in office, but you had one person coming back and forth five times,
mm-hmm.
and those were counted as individual deportations.
Yeah. One.
That has stopped. Here's the other thing that's going on. President Trump is stronger than any other Republican or Democratic president in recent history as far as rounding up the people who are criminals and sending them back. He is doing that. So he is keeping those promises. What he's run into is resistance from his own party and obviously Democrats with regards to those who are already here, the whole sanctuary city debate, et cetera, et cetera. He's run into problems, and certainly the Dreamers are the ones making the headlines right now. And I think the reality is because they came in with mom and dad as little kids, they get to stay. But I would have to agree with Tim. There's a whole other question about, you know, staying is one thing. The right to vote.
The right to vote.
That's a secondary issue.
Yeah, that's because these folks are going to vote 90-10 Democrat. And it will fit in with the Democrats' plan to destroy the Republican Party. Especially right. if you made amnesty for all the 10, 15, 20 million that are here illegally. Keep in mind, folks, we have a legal immigration system. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, you ever been in the line as we're talking about?
Yeah.
You've been in the line at a grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
And you're fifth in line, and here comes some guy who cuts up to second and acts like you don't even exist. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing if you come
infuriating.
Here.
Infuriating.
It's infuriating. That's what basically you're doing if you cut line ahead of people who have made application with the United States in a legal way, and they're playing by the rules. All right, let's move on from this. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. That's a messy, complicated issue oftentimes, and it's involving people, and it's heartrending sometimes the stories you hear, but, you know, as I said earlier, there's enough blame to pass around here for why this has happened. President Obama, namely, did nothing on this issue and made it much, much worse. All right, let's go ahead with the next issue, Fred.
Kind of linked, a couple of stories kind of linked. Jemele Hill, she is a host on ESPN, and basically she got in trouble, well, at least a little bit, by saying President Trump is a white supremacist and a bigot. We discussed this briefly yesterday on the show. ESPN told her that's inappropriate, but didn't fire her like they've done with other show hosts. And this morning she was commenting again on Twitter, and her only regret is her comments put ESPN in a difficult situation. So she is refusing to apologize of calling President Trump a white supremacist. But she's a little upset that she embarrassed her employer. That's what she's tweeting out this morning. Now, link that to another story out of Missouri, where a Democrat there has been reprimanded for saying that President Trump should be assassinated. She's Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Natal. Now, she has been censured there by a 28-2 vote by the Senate there in Missouri. But once again, it is a case of she is not sorry about what she had to say about President Trump being assassinated. She's upset, and she is not going to resign. She says she's had calls from her constituents urging her to stay. Both of these go to the climate in which we live in today, the cultural climate, not only political culture, but the culture in which we live, and these individuals are really not being held accountable for saying things that if it was another president, if it was President Barack Obama, and these things were being said, we know these individuals would be fired, they'd be out of office. But that kind of thing is not happening. It goes to a double standard that's existing in this country. And I also blame the media for not applying more pressure to these individuals for the kinds of things they're saying about our president.
Keep in mind, this is a this woman here,
Jemele.
I didn't know who she was, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But her name is Jemele Hill. She's an African American host of a show on ESPN.
Correct.
She's not one of their big stars.
Nope.
Okay, she's of ESPN. ESPN's big stars are fading now anyway because that is a dying brand. That is a brand on decline. Okay, ESPN, let's put it that way. But she tweets that, you know, this is something that would be, as you say, would be, this is reprehensible. Where is the exact quote from her? Do you have it, Ray?
Well, she said Trump's a white supremacist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she says, that he's surrounding himself with white supremacists. That's, if you would have said that about President Obama, let's say a someone had said that about President Obama in the same place this woman is at ESPN and said he is a Black Panther, for example.
Right.
They'd have been fired. Mm-hmm. But all she got was a reprimand, mm-hmm. right? All she got was a reprimand. That's because Disney / ESPN, this is what Curt Schilling says, the former pitcher and Hall of Famer, he got fired mm-hmm. for lesser comments
right.
from a conservative viewpoint by ESPN. But basically what he says is Jemele Hill's sentiments reflect those of Disney and ESPN. They would agree that President Trump is a white supremacist, mm-hmm. even though they said in their "Why We Slapped Her on the Wrist"
right.
is we don't her views do not necessarily did they say necessarily they do not reflect our views. So anyway, there is a double standard, right? Don't you think to broaden this discussion? Ben Shapiro, the conservative commentator,
right.
speaking tonight at Berkeley,
yeah.
the University of California campus, and there's supposed to be riots there by Antifa and others. By the way, Ben Shapiro, one brave brother right there, one brave Jewish brother,
mm-hmm.
right
well,
there.
Well, he's a brilliant mind. Oh,
he's brilliant,
yes.
brilliant.
And nobody wants to debate him because he'll just
yeah.
he slices and dices his opponent. He's just very brilliant guy, very yeah. quick on his feet. So he'll do a good job tonight, no matter what happens.
But Antifa's supposed to come out. They're going to be right. protesting there at the birthplace of free speech, so to speak, the University of California, Berkeley. They're against free. They're all for free speech as long as you agree with the leftist agenda. But you know what? What to broaden this discussion, we'll bring in Alex in just a moment. But I hear more and more people. Of course, I'm talking about conservative people, basically, because mm-hmm. that's who I hang around with, surprisingly. But they. The people are sick and tired of being called names.
Mm-hmm.
If you're against a statue being removed, you're a racist. If you're for a border wall, you're a xenophobe. If you're for a traditional marriage, you're a homophobe. If you are want to have a travel ban implemented to protect us from Islamic terrorists, you're an Islamophobe. If you're for Ben Shapiro being to speak tonight, then you're a fascist, mm-hmm. you know. If you voted for President Trump, now you're a white supremacist. You're right. You're a Nazi. Stephen Colbert the other night, the comedian, late night comedian, who I've never watched except for a few clips. He had one of his jokes was a Heil Hitler. Salute, and he was what he was saying was President Trump is a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was saying. So, but this is the left day and night, Ray, just day and night. And people, one of the reasons I think President Trump got elected is the conservative people out there across America and maybe the independents just got sick and tired of this day and night name calling. Overstating issues, you basically delegitimizing anybody unless you're a lefty, mm-hmm. A secular progressive. Anybody else is not a legitimate American, and doesn't have even a right to speak.
I saw a good comment on Twitter about this woman from ESPN, because a lot of people said ESPN should have fired her, and you're right. In another world of just honest fairness, she would have been gone, right?
Yeah.
But just the way Curt Schilling was gone. But no, ESPN censures her, which is a slap on the hand, and does nothing. But I did see this comment that made me chuckle. They said they hope that ESPN didn't fire her and that she will continue to speak out because it will guarantee Trump's reelection for the very reasons you're pointing out, Tim, that the mainstream of America is really, really, really sick of this name calling.
Yeah.
And that's why Mr. Trump was elected, and that's why he might be elected again in 2020.
Well, I think Ray's exactly right. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes, and I'll say I'm guilty of this too, because we're constantly reading other media and what they're saying, and the media is a champion for the left. You know, mainstream media in this country, they're champions for the left. And sometimes we think that their megaphone represents the majority of the country. And I don't believe that. I think the election last year showed there are piles of people who are never interviewed by the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Huffington Post and ABC and NBC. Those people across the country, I'll go back. This conference I attended last week, Jim Acosta of CNN was at this conference. One thing, and I disagree with almost everything in his methodology as a reporter, but he said one thing at one of the panel discussions I attended. He said when he was covering the election last year, 2016, he would go to these rallies. He was covering President Trump, or then candidate Trump. He would go to these rallies, and he was seeing what he described as lots of blue-collar people. And he went back, and he told his bosses, the Democrats are in trouble, because there's a whole pile of people who normally would vote Democrat are now voting for President Trump. I believe if President Trump does good things for the economy, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to get this.
This is you talking there or Jim Acosta?
This Jim Acosta was talking about he noticed all the blue-collar people.
Right, but the comments you're about to make.
But the comments are mine.
Okay.
I believe what the mainstream of America is concerned about are jobs. The economy is doing well.
Right.
There are people looking for people to work for them. The job market is just really strong right now. If you get more people working, like President Trump says, you got these companies that are coming back to America. You change the tax code so you get rid of this 35% penalty against businesses and bring it down to 15%. If you, by the time we get to the ballot box in November of 2018, if you've got the vast majority of the country working and making good wages, they're going to give credit to the Republicans. Mm-hmm. And, 3 years from now, when there's another presidential election, I believe President Trump will get credit for it, despite of all of this other stuff and all this other noise that you're hearing.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of the program. The American Family Radio is the network. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, Fred Jackson, and in Dallas joining us is Dr. Ray Pritchard. Also now, as he joins us each Thursday, most Thursdays, Dr. Alex McFarland, host of Exploring the Word, is with us. He heard each afternoon. It's an on-air Bible live on-air Bible study each afternoon at 3:05 Central Time right here on American Family Radio. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be listening to you.
What do you think about what we're talking about here?
Well, I'm just enjoying listening, talking about the Democrats being in trouble because of all the millions of blue-collar people supporting President Trump. I think that's true. The 65 to 80 million people that have supported him and voted for him, I think will stay with him if he stays with the promises he made to all of these disaffected Americans. And by the way, let me just throw this in there. Am I the only one at the table that really is uncomfortable with the word dreamer? When we're talking about having responsible, consistent, lawful immigration policies, I think it's a very emotionally charged word to call illegals dreamers, because it implies, who doesn't want to root for the underdog? Who doesn't want to help somebody with a dream? But, I've got to say this, and maybe I'm a bad guy. If we want to use adjectives, and descriptive words to help understand nouns, I mean, the word would be felons. Because illegals here, it doesn't matter how long, if you're here unlawfully, that's unconstitutional. It's not good for our country. And I would beg our president and our leaders to have the fortitude to do right by taxpaying American citizens and have lawful immigration, not just open-door policies where unvetted people come and stay.
What about, you heard me talking about how the left, the otherwise known to as secular progressives, Alex, everything is high drama for them. I mentioned all the things, I was just thinking about something else a few minutes ago. If you're against NFL players sitting during the national anthem, then you don't care about social injustices.
Right.
You know, they see how they frame everything.
Everything's black and white to them.
Yeah,
it's all or nothing.
Yeah, and we're and conservatives and conservative Christians. This goes along with what we talked about yesterday with Dianne Feinstein telling the woman, "You can't be a Catholic," and this is in essence what she told her: "You can't be a good Catholic and be a good federal judge." Bernie Sanders.
Awesome.
That would be a good combo there.
Well, Bernie identifies as Senator Feinstein, so he self-identifies. Senator Sanders basically chastising that guy who went to Wheaton College, basically reading his speech saying, "You believe Jesus is the only way? You're a bad person. I reject you." Again, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. That's the sentiment that's out there on the left. They want to the SPLC. You disagree with anything, anything they say, their view of the world. You're a hate group, and we're going to announce this to the world. So, I mean, these people are unhinged if they ever were hinged, but they want to crush us.
That's right. It's
Alex.
All of these labels, all of this pejorative, character slander. It's the absence of critical thought. It's the absence of rationed, reasoned discussion. But they thrive on that, on outrage, fault, injustices, and they're contributing to the undoing of our country. And that's why we've got to be in this. Conservatives, constitutionalists, we've got to be in this for the long haul. We've got to just every day say our prayers and recommit ourselves to the defense of the truth for God and country.
I never will forget the night of the election on CNN. Van Jones said the reason Trump won was white lash.
Right.
He won because the racist white America voted for him. Never mind that the racist white America just voted for Obama twice.
Right.
He didn't explain that one. But, these people, everything's racism, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, a basket of deplorables. I mean,
that's right.
So I think the people who are, I tell you what, we just better be glad we have civility among most of the people that I've just described that are being talked about, because most of the people I've just described and have some semblance of Christian values. So our side is not going to retaliate
and burn down street corners
in a way that the left does. The left does. They don't believe in God. All right.
That's right.
They don't. They're not inhibited by their actions being immoral or inhumane toward other people, because there's no God to ultimately answer to. It's the here and now, and whatever they think is social justice, whatever they think is righteous, and shut everybody else down and do whatever you have to do. If it's Antifa, that's fine, but do whatever you have to do to crush the Christian conservatives in this country.
No intellectual capital. They have no moral ground to stand on, so all they can do is call names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Alex, thanks for being on with us, brother, and look forward to hearing you and Bert this afternoon, 3 o'clock Central Time with Explore. What are you going to be talking about?
We're in the book of Amos, and we're talking about God's judgment of heathen nations and the pathway to repentance.
Ooh.
Very relevant.
That's appropriate.
Today?
Very relevant.
Thank you, Alex. God appreciate it. That's Dr. Alex McFarland. We will be back in 5 minutes after the news. Steve Jordahl will be here.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.